Got the recording.
All right, just started.
All right, well, hello everybody and welcome to the Hyperledger Diversity, Civility and Inclusion Working Group. Everybody's welcome to participate. As usual, so long as you abide by the Community Code of Conduct and the antitrust regulations. So we've got two main agenda items for today, the community survey and the blog post. And we decided at an earlier meeting to link these two things together. I think that Tracy had mentioned that she won't be available to join today, but she had done another iteration on the questions. So I thought we could have a little bit of discussion on that, particularly if anybody has feedback on them, and then we can talk about how ready those are. So starting with the first part of that, I don't know if people have had a chance to look at the most recent draft, and if you have any feedback on those.
So I like the change, and I think Mark had kind of pushed towards this like more of a range thing on the questions. I do like that. And I kind of feel like it's ready to go to the TSC. The only thing that I'm kind of concerned about is some of these questions, they are kind of more feeling like I don't feel included or people don't talk to me, that kind of things. I'm trying to figure out when we get results back, if that becomes the answer, do we have something enough to work off of? Like, I'm a little concerned that maybe some of these questions are just more to say, yes, we have a problem, but it doesn't really give us a way to figure out how to move forward. But I'm not exactly sure how we improve that either.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was starting to think, well, maybe what we should do or should have done is started with a list of questions that we wanted answered and then design the survey around those. But I also don't want to sort of sidetrack us and start over from scratch or something. But what I had in mind, though, for those kind of questions are, I would like to know, does X fully represent the diversity of the Hyperledger community, where X maybe is the TSC candidates or the developer population of one of the larger projects or something like that. And then I think another question that we'll want to have is if we do
go a bit further into that point, what you're saying is how we actually segment or view the community would differ depending on what role they play.
I don't know if I'd thought it through quite to that degree. It was more like when we get answers back from this survey, what questions does that answer for us? What, you know, different word than questions. We're asking questions. But for our goals, so if we want to say, it was, for me at least, some of this was precipitated by last year's TSC election. We didn't have any female candidates. And so a natural question is, did we have female leaders in the community that weren't stepping up or that didn't feel in some way enabled to be a part of that group? Or did we just not have any women? Of course, we have women. So then the next question is, well, what's the percentage? So this year we've got, I think, maybe four of the candidates were female. And I don't remember what the total number was. Let's say four out of 30 or something. So it would be nice to say, all right, well, that is roughly the same ratio of roughly the same gender ratio that we see across all of Hyperledger. And then we could also say, well, that matches or it doesn't match industry averages. So by asking a demographics question about gender, we discover the answer to those kinds of questions.
Okay, because I think we can baseline it based on just that we understand the this ecosystem and the demographic, what is the survey sample set that we are driving, and what results it will yield. But I think, so just the baseline of how people self-identify or how people respond and identify in the survey. And then I think we could even ask a question about, you know, future roles. Karen, I think this was something that you had asked in the social impact survey, but, you know, what role do people want to play? Because in addition to just identifying and the makeup, the statistics of the ecosystem, what are the aspirations of some of the people that are participating based on demographic? Would be interesting to me.
And by aspirations, are you talking about roles as like developer or maintainer or TSC member or that kind of thing?
I do, because I do think that there's, we do actually address what do they do? You know, what's their level of engagement? What's their motivation? But I think we could almost go a bit further. You know, that they want to actually be, they want to be a leader in this space. Because to your point, last year was not indicative or reflective, I don't think, even of the what might have been or might be a small percentage of women versus the overall community. You know, why didn't people run for the TSC? I think it's exciting to hear that that's a huge increase over last year. And if, you know, we hypothesize that we're maybe, if current industry stats hold, we were somewhere between 5 and 10% women. I don't know how many people raised their hand for the TSC role, but what's your gauge on what that might look like?
Yeah, I was just kind of thumbing through the questions here to see if we'd be able to tell any of that. And I think we ended up boiling down our contribution evaluation to like one question.
No, and I don't think we should. I think that the ecosystem would probably have a lot of different roles, but I think we could just add to, you know, even what is your motivation for working in blockchain? You know, I want to, you know, I'd like to be a leader in the technical or the business space.
Right, right, yeah. What I was saying is I think that I feel like we've got demographics pretty well covered. And then the questions that Swith was talking about that are the I feel questions covers things pretty well. But I don't know that we've got covered at all what you're suggesting, Elisa.
I think that would be something good to add. And I agree with Shweta. I think that we're not going to, the way we need more questions that help us learn something new. The section one with the diversity and inclusion sections, I don't think we're going to learn more new things there. I think people will say it's important to have gender diversity and regional diversity and that they feel civil and included. I think everyone will just say it's somewhat important or extremely important. and I don't, I think that'll give us a sense of maybe if there's one of those three words or concepts that people find more important, that'll be helpful. But in terms of a goal coming out of this is understanding who is in the community and what do they feel is missing. In terms of, so it's not just about is it important to you, but what should be happening that isn't happening? What is missing that isn't making this a diverse, inclusive, or civil community?
Yeah, and this, if you look at the Accenture DCI questions, because I'm sorry, that's where I was looking. we're not just doing demographics. We're actually asking level of engagement, motivation, what barriers are people facing, what has most helped people advance. You know, what have people experienced to date? Where do people think that change will actually take place? So, you know, what will have the biggest impact in increasing this? We already have a stat from a general tech perspective on where people think the responsibility or where the biggest steps forward might take place. So I was just curious on how this might compare from a blockchain community perspective. And then what do you think, and Karen, you and I have talked about a lot of these things already, even on panels, like what do you think is the most effective way to address inclusion challenges in blockchain targets, quotas, training and reskilling? These are things that we know that are out there that are already part of the conversation. So I think, I mean, I thought we were kind of eyeballing potentially combining some of these. And my recommendation would be to let's pare back some of the questions in the DCI survey in general, because they are super, you know, tactical as far as I want to know who you are versus what you want to do or what you think will work with us as a community to try and drive this forward.
Both I would agree pairing. Yeah. I mean, plus one, I would agree pairing down if possible. I mean, I think we'll get a better response rate with fewer questions. But having said that, I do like your idea of adding the role question. I think if we saw that a lot of people were interested in leadership, for example, we'd know that there was a disconnect somewhere within that pathway to leadership that we need to zero in on.
I think one of the other things that we want to be able to do is do the survey again in a year and try to assess whether we've had a positive or negative impact. And maybe some of those how do you feel questions relate to that.
Definitely. Yes. I mean, I think the goal is to kind of have a baseline to see, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. are we moving the needle?
Yeah, we need some sentiment questions. So Alyssa, were there proposals for what could get consolidated or pared down?
Yeah, do you mind if I just take a look through this and email you guys back?
So for me, I don't feel like the how do you feel questions help us that much, because this is not how do you feel, how has your experience of civility been at Hyperledger? Very good, not great at all. This is how important do you think civility is to Hyperledger? So it's a very general question that doesn't get at what the actual state is, which is what I thought we would want the baseline to be. These are all like, philosophical questions. Like, how important is this concept to you or to Hyperledger, right? And not how have you experienced this or how have you observed this?
Yeah, that's
then,
why.
Then next year when we do the survey, we can see, okay, has their experience improved, right? But like next year, I feel the answers will be the same for is gender diversity important to Hyperledger? I don't think that question is going to change because that's a philosophical question.
I agree. So I think if we can marry up some of the questions that we've been asking on the Accenture DCI stuff with some of these questions, I think we will not only will we be able to compare and contrast what we're gleaning not only from a technology space but from the blockchain space more broadly, but I also think it addresses some of the concerns.
I'm just looking at the DCI survey questions. I'm not looking at the Accenture ones. I haven't looked at that. That's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about the DCI survey page.
Correct, yeah. But they're above each other. So I actually was looking at both.
Yeah, I mean, these are nice, to me, these are like nice questions. Like it's, you know, but they're not very informative questions. Like I said earlier, you know, who is it going to say these things are important to a workplace or an organization?
Yeah, then maybe we should consider removing them. I mean, to channel Rye.
No, I think it's not removing them. It's changing it. It's changing it to, in the last year.
Yeah.
Have you felt that regional diversity, you know, was well represented at Hyperledger? Very well, not well, somewhat well, right? Then that gets at what do people feel like this has been? Then the point is, we then, like Elisa said, we know things that can work to improve this, and we are already seeing, like obviously this year with the TSC, there's been specific outreach to people to get more diverse nominations. That's why that's happened, right? We all have personally emailed people asking them to nominate themselves. That's why that's changed. Then we will, this group will make suggestions for other things to do in the next year that we know from research can have an impact. And then next year when the survey is conducted and the question is, in the last year, how have you felt about this? We will actually be able to see if that changed. Whereas, how important do you feel civility is to yourself? That will never change for me, right? Like, I will always in my life say that's extremely important. But in the last year, have I experienced civility? That can change. And that's what I think is useful to have in the survey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I generally agree. I can imagine where if you've got people that don't really think about this kind of stuff and they're responding to the survey and they're like, no, I don't care about any of this. And then you do it the next year and more of those people do care, then that might be a positive thing. I think it's really secondary to the things that you grabbed though.
Yeah, but that's learning. So that's learning something different about the community than what I think we want to learn. That would be if we wanted to learn how important are these concepts to Hyperledger and therefore maybe are they even worth pursuing if no one finds them important? That's a completely different, right? That's a different kind of topic. Whereas what I think we're trying to find out is, what has this been like for people and how can we improve that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So do you want to take a crack at rewording some of those, Karen?
Yeah, I can. And I'm also going to number the questions just so that we can refer to them.
That's a great idea.
When we're speaking, because I was...
Yeah, that's helpful.
Scrolling through and they're not numbered. So I'm happy to do that. Make some suggested changes. If others are in agreement with that.
Yeah, I agreed with what you were saying.
Yeah, I
agree. Or I'll just copy and paste them, and we can have both, and then decide which ones we want to keep.
And I was just going to offer what Rye often says. So I was going to say to channel Rye. I mean, I think if we're going through, we should be really intentional. Like, if there's something that's not going to help us make a decision, then we should probably drop it off.
Yeah, does anybody know if there's a way with this wiki to put in proposed changes like you do with like a Google Doc and then somebody sort of ratifies that change?
I mean, I guess I'm not a Confluence expert. I mean, there's the inline commenting, but maybe that's not exactly the same as proposed edits.
You could also do Striker, so it's not like permanent, but it's like, we want to get rid of this, and then we can add a comment if there's an agreement. We can just delete at that point.
Yeah, it's probably fine to just be aggressive with the changes, Karen. I was just curious if there's a way to do it more Google Docs format, but I think it's okay to be aggressive because it is easy to revert things if it turns out that there's not a consensus view on them. But at least for the participants on this live discussion, it seems like we're all in agreement, where nobody is vocally disagreed. Okay, so before this discussion, I thought, well, maybe we're at 80% ready and we can go ask for a review by the broader community. But now I think maybe there's some more drafting we need to do first. How do other people feel about that?
Agreed.
So maybe around this time next week, we won't be meeting live, but we can check in, and if it seems like other people haven't reacted more to the changes, we could bring this up at the following week's TSC meeting, just to start getting that that support from the rest of the community, and try to keep us as much on that schedule that we'd specced out last time as we can.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So the other item that we had is the blog post, and I don't know if... Oh, that's great. I hadn't had a chance to check back, but now I see that you've got some new graphics in there.
Yeah, so I was like looking at this after putting Lynn's pictures in, and then I realized it's very female dominant, which is the wrong picture that we think that we have of hyper locals. So then I realized maybe I should go back and pick another one. I was just kind of looking for ones where it looks like people are like working together rather than just eating. But yeah, I don't know if other people have thoughts on that too.
I don't have any problem with the makeup of the pictures. Are they it looks like an actual Hyperledger event, right?
Yeah, they're all from the global forums. I went through the Flickster, and I was just kind of looking for some of the ones during the breaks, trying to find people like talking or working together. Rather, I didn't want it just a bunch of people.
All we do is eat.
Yeah. There are a lot of pictures of people getting food and then food preparation. And there are a lot of talks like at the keynote and at different talks, but just kind of looking at a bunch of people staring back at you also didn't seem like the right kind of...
Yeah, I think these are great ones.
Okay. And I'll leave them for now. If I see something else that I like, I might try to send them out. But... I've also added a little bit, I kind of changed the wording a little bit just to kind of say now that, you know, you're also announcing the survey at the same time as this. I should actually highlight them so we can put the link in later. Get that official link. And then I've changed the ending a little bit to kind of be, you know, this is a way you can participate right now. Yeah. But as always, I mean, if there are other changes, I mean, feel free to make them. I really don't. I don't feel bad if you want to like change the writing or like other things without making a comment.
You're just a little bit faint for me, and I kind of lost as you ended that.
Oh, basically, like feel free, like kind of like with the survey, right? Feel free to be aggressive with your changes.
Cool. Yeah, we might have some new TSC data to put out, since this is going to come out after the election wraps. So I can see making little updates like that. And then I don't know how to manage getting the link for the survey, but I want to do that. We're going to launch these things in tandem. Otherwise, it looks like we're probably like 80-90% complete on this, I'd say. Does anybody have anything else to discuss on the blog post? Okay, I guess I'd say that let's just keep our eye on how things are going with the survey itself, and if for some reason the survey is going to draw out much past the dates that we set a meeting or two ago, then we could think about just getting this announcement out and then setting out a separate blog post with the call to action for participating in the survey afterwards. All right, so given that we don't have much more to talk about on this agenda topic, we could spend more time on the survey discussion, or if there's other topics that people want to go over, we could hit those as well.
I had a proposal, Dan, if you don't mind me throwing it out.
Please do.
I just remember when we were talking earlier in the summer about potentially doing something at Member Summit, it ended up being that kind of the schedule was locked and we didn't end up having space there. I just wanted to throw out, and I think now's probably a good time to start thinking about it, about what we want to do at Global Forum. I mean, for two reasons. One, it's early enough now where if we wanted to do something, there's probably more flexibility to make it happen. And then two, there is a call for proposals deadline that's coming up not too far from now at the end of September. So if we wanted to, you know, do something as a group as part of that, we need to be aware of that deadline.
Yeah, it's good to bring that up now.
I mean, I don't know what exactly we would want to do, but it felt like now's probably the time to start talking about it.
Yeah, so last year, Elisa had run a cocktail hour or something like that.
Yeah, we're doing it again this year.
That is cool.
So, I mean, we can definitely use that event if we want to highlight what's going on with this group too.
That's great. Were there other things? I mean, we talked kind of, we had some big kind of ambitious stuff when over the summer talking about doing some sort of virtual reality thing or other, you know, do we want to?
I know last time they did this with the technical ambassadors where they kind of put them in small groups so that way they could talk to people who are new to the community or people who just kind of like those networking sessions, but I kind of liked it because it was like groups of people with a couple of ambassadors each and then the ambassadors can go to. But maybe doing something like that, so that way you're like one-on-one talking to people and kind of there as a resource.
Yeah.
More on like the mentoring side, I guess that's kind of like that.
Yeah, I really like that. That, I mean, that would certainly make the community feel more welcoming if we were help giving that sort of support to people.
So let's go ahead and keep this topic on the agenda for our next meeting too, and that'll hopefully if I get the agenda out earlier than I did this week, then people will have more time to think about it if you aren't here. Or you could also hit the mail list with that open question.
Okay, I can do that. I'll post the mailing list after this.
Cool.
Elisa, for the happy hour, I think, you know, a presentation or something like that, it's hard to get people's attention during an event like that, but something that's, you've mentioned before, something about, you know, an exercise that shows biases or something like that you've done. I think that something interactive like that, or that's just sort of part of that sort of somehow blends with the mingling, could be interesting to do.
Yeah, and we've got a whole virtual reality thing that puts people into scenarios, so they can see their unconscious bias. That's easy to do. And it would be fun. I mean, quite frankly, we can train you guys up on walking somebody through it.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah, agreed. That sounds cool.
Okay, a few of the other things that we have in the backlog that we could just kind of pop into people's heads here to make sure that we've got some more thinking going on about them is, I don't remember, we exactly launched this, but we're probably a month and a half, 2 months into it, and we wanted around that end of the first quarter of operation, we wanted to elect a chairperson out of the community, so keep that in mind if I want to get that going in the next meeting or two. We are already engaged in our measurement plan. So we do want to start thinking about recommendations that we can start handing out to people. We're kind of early in that process. So I imagine it won't be forthcoming soon, but to some points people had made in earlier meetings, we can kind of do some of these things in parallel where we're trying to create change at the same time that we're trying to figure out how to baseline what we've got now. And then also in the backlog, you'll see a link to what Rye sent out to the mailing list for chaos. And it occurred to me as I was thumbing through that before the meeting that there might be some demographics in that we should make sure that we've got good overlap with their metrics. It looks like the metrics out of that chaos program cover things that we wouldn't necessarily put in a survey, but are things that can be tracked at the broader hyperledger level of, you know, how long the thing's been around and all that. But it's probably worth people taking a look through what they've got in chaos to make sure that our survey covers everything that we might want to have. And I guess to the extent that it can overlap directly with chaos, then we can start comparing numbers across Linux Foundation projects. And then that next thing about brainstorming is we can start talking maybe at the next meeting about some of those things that we can do to go beyond the initial goal of gender diversity, things like accessibility requirements that we could work on generating for the projects and things like that. All right, so I guess if there's no other new business to attend to, we can wind down. So we can kind of put on the list here for anybody who has an open. Going once. Going twice. Okay. Well, appreciate everybody can go back into the survey. Karen was going to take a stab at rewording some of those feeling questions. And then for others, if you want to take a look at that, at those chaos metrics or other things, and then double check those against the questions that are in there, we'll see if we've got pretty good coverage.
Dan, may I ask a question maybe if this is okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I just have one question, like, are we measuring diversity by gender-specific terms, or is there any scope to measure diversity by, let's say, geographical locations as well? Let's say, if in Hyperledger TSC, if we may consider, do we have sufficient participation from the African continent or maybe from South America, or is it predominantly from US and China? Like, if we are speaking on a global term or on a global scale, do we have uniform distribution of participation to have the voices from all around the world heard, maybe through an SIG, may not be through directly to a working group or to the TSC, but at least to begin with, to have the perspective, the diversity in perspective of people coming from different walks of life. Is there any flexibility on that ground to be considered, maybe? Just a thought.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm thumbing through the questions here, and in section three, I think these must be the numbers that Karen just helpfully put on. So 3A, there's a question about what country people are located in. So that should give us some idea of the geographic diversity, and then we'll be able to compare that to what the makeups of the TSC and the working groups and the projects have.
And I personally think geographic diversity is really critical. Like, as you say, if we're a global community, is that actually reflected by who's able to contribute? Because I think there are some things we do, such as having meetings like this, that are kind of inherently unwelcoming to people who are asleep right now. And so, like, how do we identify those places where perhaps some geographies are you know, at a disadvantage to contribute, and how do we fix that? I mean, that's personally something I'm really interested in.
So, because I raised, because right now it's 11:15 p.m. in India, it might be 2:45 a.m. in Japan. So I may not expect someone from Japan to attend this meeting right now. So many of the meetings that happen in Hyperledger are pretty much suitable, I can say, from U.S. or most of the world. But some parts, let's say those are in Australia, or some parts in New Zealand, Japan, and some other locations, I guess there is some less scope of participation due to time zone challenges. That was one of the reasons. And the other reason was specific to the implementation of application of blockchain. Let's say we are doing something in the non-banking financial services or lending, just as an example. So if we compare two different geographies, some country in Asia, I mean, I'm just giving some facts. I had a discussion yesterday. So they are having a challenges of 13% of recovery on the loans or something. Whereas the same, if I may compare with some process-oriented country in EU or US, where the frameworks and process are well-regulated, the inefficiency percentage is much lower. So the impact that blockchain can really make in different geographies can also vary based on the process management. So that is the second point.
Yeah, those are good considerations. We've had a few different versions of this survey. It looks like we did manage to retain one of those time zone questions in here under 2A. We might take a look at that and see if that covers some of what you were thinking about with the time zones. And then as far as like application level stuff, that's also interesting. I'm not sure how we capture that. To some degree, the applications are going to be out of scope. At least that's some people's opinion, that Hyperledger will be creating the sort of the underpinnings of what the blockchain applications can then be built upon. So there will be opinions about that.
And as far as the time zone stuff goes, I mean, I think that maybe goes back to what Dan was saying earlier about, you know, what recommendations we can bring to the TSC or staff or others. I think there's probably a wide range of time zone related recommendations that we could probably roll out and you know, have a discussion with people about to help mitigate some of those things you mentioned.
Yeah, and I guess one other thought on the application stuff is I think all the projects really want good requirements coming from the broader community. And so think about if there's a way to funnel that kind of information to the projects where maybe it doesn't actually come up to an application level requirement, but still some sort of underlying capability that needs to be produced or some library to make the higher level application concept easier. I think getting requirements out of working groups or SIGs are all really useful things for the projects.
I guess to make this more actionable and to avoid maybe having you join a Septarshi at times that are really inconvenient for you, do you know about the mailing list? If you want to start a thread there, I'd be happy to, you know, have a discussion with you there and we can include others. And maybe we can try to figure out some next steps here with your point.
Sure. I guess it's possible. I can check out that, but maybe I have your email ID with me because previous communications with you. So maybe you can guide me with that because I never tried the mailing list maybe previously.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you a note about how to use the mailing list.
Okay, yeah, I guess I could have pointed that kind of stuff out too. So there's the observation about time zones has definitely come up before. And so some groups are trying to guide people to do more asynchronous communication, like using the mailing list. There's also the chat forums that are on chat.hyperledger.org. And each of the working groups and projects has one or more channels there. So for the DCI, for example, you can go just drop messages on chat.
Yes, so I have used the chat.
Okay, great.
Well, I'll follow up about the mailing list, and I think that would be a good discussion to have there.
Mm-hmm. And then the last kind of interaction is, or one of the last kinds is the wiki, and that's also pretty good asynchronously. So people can lay comments whenever they like on there, or change the text, and or drop a note into the comments section underneath any of the pages. So that works kind of similarly in asynchrony to email. All right, well, I guess with that, we can wind up this meeting and looking forward to seeing the updates on particularly the survey, but then also the blog post. Thanks for everybody's time in joining this evening and make sure that you do follow up on mail and the other channels like we were just talking about.
Thank you.
Great, thanks everyone.
Thanks everyone.